Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Romance. Bringing you the finest stories of the world's greatest romantic authors. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love. All strung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you one of the most unusual of all romance stories, the fanciful tale of Germel's House. To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Here's a taste treat you can enjoy indoors, outdoors, at work, or at play. The cool, long-lasting mint flavor refreshes you. The smooth, steady chewing helps keep you fresh and alert. Adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Now, here is the first act of Germel's House.
It happened the third day of my holiday in Bavaria, the day I started my walking trip through the lovely foothill country. That morning I left the inn at Bischofsroda early, my pack on my back and my sketch pad under my arm. It was a brilliant spring day, and the odor of new green grasses and blooming alpine flowers filled the meadows. I was just following whatever trail looked promising, stopping now and then to sketch a tree or a crag or whatever might catch my eye. And so I spent the day. Then, late in the golden afternoon, I saw her.
Harry! Oh, Harry! Oh, I knew you'd come.
I'm sorry, Fräulein. I'm afraid that I am not your Heinrich.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought...
No, please. It is I who am sorry.
Oh, no, it was only for a moment I thought you are so like him, and I was very happy.
Well, a man's a fool to miss such a charming rendezvous.
You speak so strangely, my dear. In an accent I've not heard.
Oh, well, I'm English, though I have never before had complaints of my accent in German.
English?
British.
Oh.
Tell me, are all the girls of your village as beautiful as me?
Oh, I do not know my name.
Your Heinrich is a lucky fellow. Were I in his place, you'd never have to wait for me.
Oh, he would have come if he could. He promised me faithfully.
Well, you haven't heard from him?
Not in a long, long time.
Oh, then he lives far from here, eh?
Some distance.
Oh?
In Bischofsroda.
Oh, but that's not far. I just come from there. What's his name? Perhaps I know him.
Heinrich Wolfgut. He's the mayor's son.
I had dinner with the mayor of Bischofsroda last night, but his name is Bauerling, not Folgut. I never heard the name Folgut in the village.
Perhaps you do not know all the people.
No, well, that's true, but...
It does not matter now. I cannot wait longer for him. I must go home.
No, wait. Just one moment. Here, please. Now sit here on this rock for just 5 minutes more.
But why?
I want to sketch you.
Oh, me?
Yes.
A portrait of me? But then you are painting.
Yes, and I shall treasure this picture very much. Now, please, be just like that now. Don't move. Don't stir. There now.
You must hurry. Soon the bell will ring in the village church. It will be time for dinner.
What is your name?
Gertrude.
Mine is Richard. What is the name of your village?
Germelshausen.
Germelshausen. It's strange, I don't remember that name. It mustn't have been on my map. Oh, move your head just a little more to the...
Yes?
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Can I get to Wichtelhausen from there?
Oh, yes, easy. By the footpath. It takes only half an hour, perhaps, less.
Oh, good. Then I shall go through your village, and perhaps I'll have dinner at your inn.
But you need not go to the inn. You must come home for dinner with my father and I. There's plenty.
Oh, well, thank you. But, hold still then. Huh? Won't your Heinrich be angry?
Heinrich? Oh, he will not come now. Since he was not here by 11 o'clock, he will stay away until our day comes again.
Your day? What do you mean by that?
Would I... Oh, there. We must go now.
But...
Father will be angry if I'm late.
Don't you want to see your picture?
Oh, my... Oh, yes.
Of course, and here. See? Oh,
but is that me?
Of course.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Oh, more beautiful than I.
No. No, not half so beautiful, little Gertrude.
Listen. Do you think that you could love me very much?
I...
Oh, have I offended you?
No, not offended, but... Well, if you're not serious...
I am. Very serious.
Oh, then you deserve a serious answer. An hour ago, I should have laughed. Rudely, I'm afraid. But somehow now, in this moment, in this place, I think perhaps I could love you, Gertrude. Very much.
I think it is worth the risk. Come with me to Bennett Harbor.
I walked along hand in hand with that beautiful creature, seriously, joyously accepting this strange adventure as I might have a pleasant dream. And then as we approached the village of Gammelshausen, the dream began to take on other colorations.
This way, through here.
Odd. I should have sworn that there was nothing here but a dense thicket of brambles and instead there are fruit trees.
The village is just beyond.
But there's no fruit growing.
Please, Richard, we are late.
Huh? Yes, I'm coming. Hey, it's getting dark suddenly. There's a cloud. No, it's fog, isn't it? It's lying low, just over the trees.
Richard?
It's extraordinary, isn't it, for this time of day and this time of year? Oh, but then that explains why I couldn't see the village. It's hidden completely. And then I... Well, that's amazing. This is Gammelshausen.
Yes?
Why, it's like something right out of the Middle Ages. This is extraordinary. It looks as if there were nothing here past the 12th or 13th century.
Oh, please, Richard, you can see it all later. Now we must hurry. Father is expecting us.
Us? Oh, yes, you and Heinrich. Now, I am to take his place.
If you wish it.
Why not? Is this some special day? Are people dressed for a festival?
No, it is Sunday, but here that does not mean much.
Come in here. Well, they're not very friendly in this town, are they? Everybody looks so glum and silent.
There is my house.
Hello, Gertrude.
Hello, Father.
It's been a long time today. And look what a smart young fellow says brought back with her.
His name is Richard, Father.
And how do you do, sir?
Oh, please. No ceremony on the step. The dumplings are getting cold. Come along.
No Heinrich, eh? But this one will do just as well, nice. A hearty welcome to Gammelshausen, young men. A hearty welcome.
It was all odd and not a little eerie. There was a strange sense of going backward in time. Everything seemed to be from another, infinitely older world. The food was simple, well-cooked, and there was a heavy red wine that seemed to have the ages fermented into it, which sent my blood racing. It may have infected the others, too, for the dinner became gay.
Hey, tell me, young man.
Huh?
The girls in your village, they are pretty, yeah?
Oh, now, I live in a city, and there are many thousands of girls.
Oh,
there.
No.
Thousands,
yes.
Of girls.
Oh, Himmel.
Oh, but still, perhaps, just one girl special?
No. No, Gertrude, there is not.
No wonder, with many thousands to choose from.
You dance with them all? Mm?
Well, I don't.
You dance very, young man?
And I don't know.
Never mind. We shall find out tonight. Oh, Gertrude?
Oh, there is a dance tonight?
Yeah. You are just in time. You may dance with all of our pretty girls.
Thank you, no.
Oh?
No, tonight I want to dance with only one. May I have the first, Gertrude?
Of course. Did you wish it?
Oh.
Come in, come in. This is our young friend, Ram, my dear. We didn't see you standing here at the door, Ram. Come in, come in.
Danke schön, my dear. Guten Tag, Gertrude.
And did he talk to him?
Ram, this is a strange young man from outside the Kirchhoff Palace.
I have heard of him. He is not Heinrich.
Nein. His name is Richard.
I told you Heinrich would never come back, Gertrude. And as for this one, what does he know?
Nothing.
Then let me advise you, mein Herr, to go. Get out of Germelshausen as quickly as you can.
Ram.
Why should I?
Because it is not a healthy place for outsiders like you. We do not like strangers.
Are you threatening me?
No, not I. I am only warning you. Now, good day. I shall see you at the dance, Gertrude.
Just a moment.
Oh, Rick.
Mein Herr.
Yeah.
For your information, I plan to stay here in Gelmershausen as long as I wish, or as long as Gertrude wishes me to.
That is your decision?
Yes, it is.
Well, mein Herr, perhaps you will regret that decision. Yeah, perhaps you will regret it very much.
To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, full-bodied, real mint flavor cools your mouth, moistens your throat, freshens your taste. And the chewing itself gives you a little lift, helps you keep going at your best. So for real chewing enjoyment that's refreshing and long-lasting, always keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will make every day more enjoyable.
And now, the second act of Germelshausen, as we return to romance.
We finished an uneasy dinner after Brown left, and then Gertrude and I walked out through that extraordinary town. In the deepening twilight, made even deeper by the dense, dull fog above, there was something oppressive and chilling about it. And it was foolishness, of course. I walked on with the lovely creature, looking at the amazing buildings and making a sketch here and there. At the old church, for instance.
Oh, this is a perfect light.
You wouldn't find another example of that kind of church building in Europe. It must be 9th or 10th century at the latest. And not only well-preserved, but actually in use. Now, I can't understand how I've never heard of it.
We should be going back presently.
Extraordinary. Like everything else in this town. Like that fog or vapor or whatever it is above us.
It is the earth vapor.
Yes, whatever that may be, but surely you don't have that all the time.
Yes. Richard. Have you never heard of Germelshausen? Never heard anything of it?
No. Why?
Oh, people are coming out of the houses already. I must hurry home and dress for the dance. I should not want to be late.
But you haven't explained.
Later, Richard. I will tell you later. Come, I must dress for the party.
The party was all laughter and music, although music of a kind I had never heard and never expect to hear again. Strange, ancient, and eerie. But the villagers, far from being gloomy now, were dancing to it gaily. They seemed frantically, drunkenly anxious to have fun. And the party was getting noisy and raucous until suddenly... Well, that must be 9, huh? Yes, 9 o'clock.
Yes. 3 hours more.
Oh, you mean the party ends at midnight and we all... turn it to pumpkins or something? Have I said something wrong? What's everybody so solemn about?
It is only that the tolling of the hour reminds me.
Of what? Richard, you have to admit it is a little strange, and I'd like to know what...
Oh.
What?
My compliments, mistress.
What is it you want, Brahm?
What else but your hand in the dance?
The next dance is asked for and promised.
To whom? The stranger? You have danced with no one else all evening.
That is not your affair. I dance with whom I choose.
You will excuse us?
You need not be superior, stranger. The night is long. And then she is mine.
What do you mean?
Richard, stop, please.
I warned you to go, stranger. Now I will send you away.
I shouldn't try it.
Not by force, no. Simply by telling you your fate, if you stay, mein Herr. Or allowing the lovely Gertrude to do so. But, now, you see? She is afraid to. She is afraid you will run away. She is afraid you will not love her enough to stay. And, of course, she's right. For how could any man love any woman enough to stay here in Germelshausen tonight?
What are you talking about?
I am talking about your life, mein Herr. Not this one. Your eternal life.
Gertrude, what...
You're right, Richard. I should have told you before. Because of blasphemies committed so long ago, this village was condemned to eternal damnation. For you to stay on here, to love me, means that you too must risk eternal damnation.
What is this? Some big game you play here in Gamble's house?
It is no game, stranger, unfortunately for you. This girl, in the vain hope that she might save herself from damnation, has brought you here. If you stay, at the stroke of midnight when the long night begins, you will face judgment. If your love is true, then she and you are saved. If it is not, then you too will go down to eternal damnation.
If my love could save Gertrude from you, then I should be most happy to take whatever risk necessary.
Oh, Richard.
Very noble. But is it true? Will he sing the same tune on the stroke of 12? We shall see. We shall see.
I didn't know whether to laugh or to run away. But the party was all gaiety once again, and the beautiful girl beside me seemed more lovely and radiant than ever.
Oh, Richard. Oh, Richard, my love.
Gertrude, I don't know what this is all about. All I know is that you're lovely, and I think I do love you. And yes, I think I would risk eternal damnation or anything else for you.
But... you do not wish to know what it is you face.
Oh, something you call the long night, whatever that is. I don't think it very important.
But it is. You must realize, my dear, this is a cursed village. For only one day in every 100 years does it exist on the earth. And then at midnight, it returns to the death. That is the long night.
Oh, Gertrude, oh, no, no. Oh, surely you... you don't expect me to believe that, oh, my darling. What a fantastic imagination you have.
You will not believe me? You will not listen?
If that is your long night, my darling, then bring it on. Perhaps it was the wine, perhaps it was Gertrude's beauty, whatever it was. I abandoned myself to the gaiety and the dream. And the clock struck 10, and then 11. And then there was less than an hour, a half hour. A sudden chill went over me.
Richard.
What?
Oh, Richard, come with me quickly. No, come, don't speak to anyone, just follow me.
But, my dear, but...
hurry, there is little time.
Mistress, you're leaving us?
Only for a moment, I will be back. Come, hurry.
But where are we going?
Oh, mind, follow me. Just take my hand in the dark. And don't look back.
We rushed through the deserted town. We stopped only once at her house, where she got my pack and sketchbook and gave them to me. Then we hurried out through the town and into the countryside.
All right. Here.
Why, this is... this is the spot on the ridge where we met this morning.
Yes. And now, farewell.
Hard to... You're sending me away.
It is because I love you that I send you away. Because I cannot let you take the risk that your love might not be true.
Oh, Gertrude,
I love... Richard, listen. And if your love is true, if I have truly inspired the love of a good man, and I am saved, then I shall come to you.
Gertrude.
And promise, and whatever you hold secret, that you will not move from here until after the clock is struck 12.
Why should I promise such a thing?
If you love me, promise.
All right. I promise.
Kiss me, Richard. Goodbye, my love.
Gertrude. Wait, Gertrude.
Goodbye.
Gertrude. Gertrude. That night I wandered aimlessly in empty darkness to fall sinking into deadly swampland where an inn had stood, to be caught writhing in a tangle of brambles where a church should have been, to climb the ridge and try again and again and again until cruel, unblinking daylight came, and with it the certain knowledge that it was useless to pretend. The village of Gamma's housing no longer existed. Perhaps it had never existed, except in my dreams. Huh? Who's there?
Good morning. It is only I, the Forest Service District. What are you doing here, young man?
I'm waiting for someone. I promised to wait here for...
Yes, you have been here all night. You are cut in here. Your clothes. Ah, that's been a bad night. Huh?
Yeah, bad night. Yeah,
that is too bad. And the inn at Billstedt with good food and a warm bed, not 15 minutes walk from here.
Where?
Just over in the next valley. You can see it from the top of the ridge.
And how far is it to Germelshausen?
To where?
Germelshausen.
Wait, if such a place exists. If I ever existed, I should not want to meet the man who could direct me there.
I've seen it. I was there yesterday. I was in it, eating, drinking.
Either you are a very imaginative liar, or you have been drinking too freely.
I'm neither a liar nor a drunkard.
But then, you have been dreaming.
Yes, perhaps I have. But wait, no. Perhaps I can prove it was not a dream. Here,
huh?
A sketchbook. Yes, now look.
Yeah?
It was not a dream. It was not here. See this sketch? Have you ever seen houses like that, streets like that, in any village around here?
Why, no.
Have you seen a church like that?
No.
And have you ever seen a costume like this girl is wearing?
I have not seen the costume, but the girl is a different matter, mein Herr.
What do you mean?
I mean that girl whose picture you have is my daughter.
Your daughter?
Jawohl. And I should like an explanation from you, mein Herr. Of the circumstances of your meeting and of how you came to draw her picture in this costume.
But no, you're mistaken. Why, this girl I met here on this very spot yesterday. And she took me to her home in Germelshausen.
Germelshausen?
Yes.
Please. I am not mistaken. This is my daughter. And you could not have met her here because she never walks alone this far into the forest. And furthermore... My daughter, she is... coming here now, as you see, walking up the path.
You,
Father! Gertrude.
Eh? And you know also her name is Gertrude?
Of course. It had to be.
Oh, Father, I love meeting you here.
What brings you here, Gertrude?
Well, I really don't know, Father. But I only went for a little walk and then something. It's strange. Something seems to be urging me this way. I don't know. I think that I must see someone here. And now, of course, it turns out to be you.
Yeah. Or this young man, whom, of course, you know.
Oh, well, no, I do not, Father. I've not had that pleasure. Are you... There is something familiar about it.
My name is Richard, Fräulein. Richard Arnold.
I'm happy to meet you.
And are you sure you have not met him before? Here at this spot, perhaps? Yesterday, perhaps?
Oh, no, Father, not yesterday or ever, I'm sure. Unless
what, Gertrude?
Unless it was in a dream.
Yes. In a dream. Which has now become reality.
Oh, Father, he is hurt and tired and hungry. Oh, we must take him home and refresh him.
Well,
please come, my dear. You're welcome.
Of course, Gertrude. Let's go.
Remember, friends, to make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. There's lots of cooling, real mint flavor in every stick. And chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling fresh and alert. You feel better, work better, get more fun out of doing things. So indoors, outdoors, wherever you go, keep some healthful, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard Gammelshausen by Frederick Gerstacker, adapted for radio by John Dunkel and starring John Daner with Gene Bates. Editorial supervision is by John Meston and musical supervision by Alexander Courage. Next week, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the chewing treat enjoyed by millions, we'll bring you another story enjoyed by millions. It is one of the finest love stories to come out of France in recent years. It is Kay Boyle's inspiring romance, Let There Be Honor.
Be sure to listen to Romance next week when the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you Let There Be Honor. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.